This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Verse 9, for this reason also, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. What he heard was a good report on the church regarding their maturity, and he prayed for that growth and their faith to continue in the same direction. So since the day I heard of it, I do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So his prayer for them was, as they were doing beautifully and growing beautifully, that they would be filled with the knowledge of his will, which of course the Holy Spirit imparts to us along with the renewing of the mind. The knowledge of his will comes in through the renewing of the mind and the Holy Spirit using it. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So the renewing of the mind relates to the will of God. And the will of God relates to the very details of our life. Everything I do or say or think is either in God's will or outside of God's will. There's no neutral zone. That was Star Trek. No Star Trek fans here? Guess not. And I'll save the Romulan jokes for later. So everything that we think, everything we say, everything we do is either in his will or it's not in his will. It's either in the kingdom of God or it's outside of the kingdom of God. And so he wanted these Colossians to be filled with the knowledge of his will, so that they would be prepared and equipped to make the right decisions, to act in wisdom, it says. That they would have the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And that's all the decision-making processes that go on. Verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Walking worthy of representing the Lord rather than being a reproach and bringing shame to Christianity. So you're walking worthy and you're bringing a great testimony to Christianity, what it is and what it stands for and how people live in it. Or you can be a reproach to Christianity, which we are warned not to be in 1 Timothy 3:7 and also 2 Corinthians 6:3. Not to bring shame to the ministry. Pleasing God can only be accomplished by walking by faith. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please him. So pleasing him, and we're walking worthy. We're walking worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, which means we're walking by faith, and the result of that, of course, is fruitfulness in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So we are walking by faith, and that pleases God in his word, honoring his word, doing his will. To honor the word means we're doing his will. And then in verse 11, we are strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Internally, we are strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. His power is strengthening us on the inside. And this is what we receive from his strength, patience and long suffering with joy. So his power is giving to us strength and might on the inner man so that we will have patience and long suffering and have it with joy. Patience is the ability we receive from God to bear up under pressure and adversity. When God gives patience, and that's grace, the grace of patience, it's the ability God gives us to bear up, to endure under pressures and under adversity, which you're always going to confront in this life. The two words mentioned here, patience and long-suffering, we have hupomone, which is patience. It means to abide under. Speaking of the Word of God, the believer abides under what he's been taught. He doesn't throw it away. He doesn't cast it behind his back and have a hissy fit. He's learned things over the years. He's been taught things. He's been taught how to respond to God in these situations. He's been taught all these things. And when they happen to him, he or she applies it to the situation rather than just aborts it and then just goes all haywire in the flesh. So patience, we abide under the Word of God. The second word is long-suffering, which is macrothumia. Macrothumia means not to react when people and circumstances bring pressure upon us. Not to react. All of us have reacted to people before, so we know what it is. That doesn't need to be explained. There's always somebody out there that's given us that opportunity to react to them. But macrothumia, God gives us strength in the inner man from his glorious power, from his glorious dunamis power, so that we can have patience and long-suffering with joy. And that comes along with the renewal of the mind and the Holy Spirit reigning in our souls with truth in a growing believer, in a maturing believer, so that they bring a positive reflection upon the church and upon the ministry. Because they are operating in the way that God has called them to operate. So hupomone and macrothumia, the two words. In the world, we will have tribulation. There's no escaping that. John 16:33. No escaping troubles. You can minimize your troubles by not making dumb mistakes and bad decisions. You can minimize that. We'll hear that in 2 Peter, I think. But you can minimize that kind of problem and by not making bad decisions, but you'll still have tribulation that you will be dealing with. And that is a promise. I don't know if one you want to claim, but it's a promise, 16:33 of John. Whether you claim it or not, it's yours. Satan is the god of this world. So in the world, we're going to have tribulations, and Satan is the god of this world in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. The word world here is cosmos. K-O-S-M-O-S. Cosmos. It is the instrument that the devil uses of influence over men. God uses his world system, the culture that we live in, the society that we live in, all of the things that go on in our society. Those are his influence of, those are his instruments of influence over people to distract them, deceive them, discourage them, and destroy their potential of a relationship with Christ. He wants to drag them away from a vital, life-giving, beautifully God-honoring walk with God and get them involved in the affairs of this life and the cares of this world and get them all tied up in those things so that they have no time for God. And that he uses the cosmos for. He keeps himself hidden. He doesn't appear to any of us. He keeps himself well hidden. And if he did, we don't know if we would even recognize him anyways. He's not the little imp with the horns and the tail. He's in the book, in heaven before he fell, and in the Garden of Eden, he was one of the most beautiful creations. So he's very, very attractive. So you wouldn't readily notice him, but he stays hidden in the invisible world to distract, deceive, discourage, and destroy, using his demon forces to assist him. But he uses the world system, the world's culture that we live in, to do so. The cosmos, the world, is Antichrist in nature. And therefore, it will always encourage independence from God. People that get worldly become more and more independent from God. People that draw near to God become less and less worldly in their mannerisms, in their thinking, and in the way they live their lives. That's why the contrast is, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're either going to be conformed to the cosmos, or you're going to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. One of those two directions will be the direction of your life as a believer. The cosmos glorifies man. The cosmos likes to lift up celebrities. The cosmos likes to create and lift up celebrities in the eyes of people. That's why many years ago I repented from tearing off my clothes and throwing it at certain people who could sing very well. But Pastor Jeff gave me my shirt back just recently. But I'm joking, of course. All you gullible radio listeners, I'm joking. But celebrities, the attraction for celebrities is part of the cosmos to draw people away from God. The attraction for money, same thing. It's part of the cosmos system to draw people away from God. Many a person has pursued money and abandoned God. In science is another area where people are drawn away from God and pursue and embrace things that are not of God, believing that they are more intellectual if they do so. Entertainment of all forms. The cosmos uses it to cause people to desire independence and from God. Sex, of course, an amazing tool that the devil uses all over the world to draw people away from God. Selfish living in general, just living selfishly for yourself, is also another worldly value that is instilled in people who do not renew their mind but go after the world system. So the greatest threat to the kingdom, to the kingdom of darkness, would be a child of God speaking the truth in love. That's the greatest threat to the kingdom of darkness. That's the greatest threat against the cosmos.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986.